from the tree of which I had forbidden you to eat. The man replied, the woman whom you put here with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and so I ate it. The Lord God then asked the woman, why did you do such a thing? The woman answered, the serpent tricked me into it, so I ate it. Then the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you shall be banned from all the animals and from all the wild creatures. On your belly you shall crawl, and dirt shall you eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head while you strike at his heel. The man called his wife Eve, because she became the mother of all the living. The word of the Lord.
Praise be to God.
Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. His foundation upon the holy mountains the Lord loves, the gates of Zion more than any dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. Glorious things are said of you, O city of God, and of Zion they shall say, one and all were born in her, and he who has established her is the Most High Lord. Glorious things are told of you, O city of God. They shall note when the peoples are enrolled, this man was born there. And all shall sing in their festive dance, my home is within you. Glorious things are told of you, O city of God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. O happy virgin, you gave birth to the Lord, O blessed mother of the church. You warm our hearts with the Spirit of your Son, Jesus Christ. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, I thirst. There was a vessel filled with common wine, so they put a sponge soaked in wine on a sprig of hyssop and put it in his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, it is finished. And bowing his head, he handed over the spirit. Now, since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first, and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to give you a very unique kind of illusion to think about for a second. And I want to see your hands in a minute if you know this person. Have you ever seen the thing from way back when called the Three Stooges? If you have, raise your hands. We've all seen them, haven't we? They're the ones who slapstick all over the place. They knock each other to death. They do all kinds of things too. They hit themselves on the head. They hit themselves on the stomach. And they're just crazy. But you know what? They were still friends and family. When I think of that image, I stop to think about my own family. There were six guys in my family, and when we were in one room together, it was like the Three Stooges. We were slapping each other all around. We were doing all those things. Get off, get your hands off me. Move over there. Mom, come on, Mom. He won't move over. Mom, he hit me. Mom, he took my thing. We were just like the Three Stooges. And the reason why I say that is because today is called Mary, the mother of the family, of the whole. And I think to myself, what a beautiful image to have. Because as you read the gospel today, as Jesus looks down from the cross, he sees his mother. And he knows that her purpose is very important. And she sees the beloved disciple. And Jesus says to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And then he said to Mary, "Behold your son." Which means in reality, what Jesus has done is handed Mary over to take care of the Three Stooges. Because if you stop and you look at the early church and the disciples, they were all over the place. She was having to always kind of control them. Just by her very presence, she was always trying to control Peter. She was always trying to control Matthew. She was kind of control about that controversy. They have about circumcision over here, about what is the Spirit all about. She was always the one to be in control. And I think to myself, what a beautiful day to have Mary, the mother of the home, be the feast day today after Pentecost, because the Holy Spirit came and she in her own life became that beautiful example to the church, of a church that's filled with all kinds of people and all kinds of spirit. She guides it in her own way as a mom would guide it. And I think to myself, with the Holy Spirit to guide us, there also needs to be a mother controlling it. And so today, we think about the Virgin Mary and that gift that we have received, because she assumed into heaven is with her son, guiding the church in her own way as a mother would guide. We pray to Mary that she will continue to guide us in our funny ways, in the ways we have our controversies and our conflicts, in a way that only a mother can watch over the church. The Lord is there to heal us. And I think she's there to kind of guide us through all those times as well. And so today we remember Mary, the mother of the church. And let's pray. Most loving Father, we come before you. And as we come before you, we thank you for your tremendous love and tremendous wisdom that you give us, to give us Mary, the mother of your son, the woman you chose to carry your son into the world, the Ark of the Covenant. Heavenly Father, we pray that you hear our prayers this day.
For the church throughout the world, may God strengthen her to carry on the mission of Jesus. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For world leaders and elected officials, may the Holy Spirit grant them wisdom and prudence as they lead their people. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are in mourning, May they be consoled by God in their grief and made confident in the hope of the resurrection of their loved ones. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For this faith community, may God's providential love sustain us in our work of building his kingdom on earth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, may they find eternal rest and peace in the presence of God in heaven. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And our Mass intention is for the souls of purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Let us at this time pray for the prayers that we said we will pray for you. All those people who ask you to pray for them, would you now say that prayer for them? Heavenly Father, your son handed Mary over to your beloved to watch over her and keep her safe. She now is with you, and she watches over us and keeps us safe. We thank you for that beautiful gift, and this we ask in your son's name, Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and the work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. And blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and the work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. And pray, my brothers and my sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice in my hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. And let us pray. Look, O Lord, upon the prayers and offering of your faithful, presented in commemoration of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, that they may be pleasing to you and may confirm on us your help and your forgiveness. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, to praise your mighty deeds and exalting of all the saints, especially as we celebrate the memory of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to proclaim your kindness as we echo her thanksgiving hymn. And so truly on earth, she reigned and showed the love of God in her life. Through him, with the angels and the archangels, and voices of joy, our voices join them as we pray with them in one chorus and say, Holy, holy, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fountain of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is a chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which he poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and to minister to you. Humbly we pray that partake of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Joe, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and our sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, and blessed Joseph, her spouse, and the blessed apostles, and Saint Albert the Great, and all your saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may be merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may always be free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with all of you.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. My brothers and sisters, behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Amen.